Hello and welcome to The Daily Boo, a podcast about online communications, media, and technology. My name is Brian Person. So what has my attention today, Monday, June 1st? Well, the bankruptcy declaration of GM. When the world's biggest automaker files for bankruptcy, that's certainly a story that catches your interest. So what I've been focusing on most closely over the past few hours is actually GM's efforts in communicating online, specifically in social media channels. When I first got word of this story yesterday afternoon, my wife mentioned it to me. When I got home, I checked out the Twitter accounts of Christopher Barger. Chris is at C. Barger on Twitter. He's the director of social media at General Motors and also the at GM Blogs Twitter account, which handles a bunch of news and answering questions and that sort of thing for GM. And so both of them referred to a press conference that would be taking place this morning with GM CEO Fritz Henderson, and that's been going on just prior to my recording this podcast. And actually, interesting from Christopher, he was tweeting about the Red Wings when I first looked at his account, the Detroit Red Wings in the NHL Finals. And at first I thought, geez, is he just not wanting to address the issue? And he actually said publicly in a reply to me that I will certainly be on the case tomorrow. Tonight I just want to enjoy this hockey game and kind of focus on that a little bit. So fair enough, and a good reminder that there needs to be humanity and personal bits and bites in business. And that's been a reality forever, so it's kind of refreshing actually to see. But anyway, Christopher and at GM Blogs accounts, both all over the story this morning, both answering questions, doing live tweeting of President Obama's press conference, which was then immediately followed, as I mentioned, by General Motors CEO Fritz Henderson, his press conference, which could be seen live on the General Motors website. So they are reaching out. They're doing the best to, as I said at this point, to keep people updated with the information they have and that they're able to share. And so I think that's being really well done. Also seeing a Flickr page, which I will link to in the show notes, which has a couple of photos so far from Fritz Henderson's press conference. So what I am doing to kind of keep track of all these tweets so I can look at them later and analyze it a little more deeply is I've actually taken the RSS feed of at GM Blogs and at C. Barger, put those in, and then I can store them in my Google Reader account and go back and look at them. One other story I want to touch on, which I've been thinking about and watching over the weekend, a couple of friends actually have been doing relocation drives. Aaron Strout, who's at Aaron Strout on Twitter, had actually already relocated to Austin from Boston, as I did last year, but now his family's coming down, so he had to bring the second car down, and so he was actually tweeting, he was using Utterly, and just letting people know about the progress of his drive. And another guy, Marty Weatherall, who runs Fan Chatter, is actually has completed his drive from Minneapolis out to the Bay Area, where he'll be spending at least the summer working on a project around Fan Chatter. So interesting to see the way people send photos and tweets and audio updates and keeping people connected with their progress. I think of a cross-country drive I did with my sister in 2003 after I had first moved back from Australia. And, well, I think we had a cell phone and ran up a hefty bill, but we weren't taking a heck of a lot of pictures. We weren't tweeting. We weren't blogging or anything like that. So nice to see the way technology has allowed people on those journeys to share with friends and family and colleagues all along the way as part of their travels. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Happy to take your comments. For more podcasts like this one, you can visit dailyboo.com. That's dailyboo.com. This is Brian Person. I'll talk to you tomorrow.